All right. You can go forward with Jesus.
I don't know about that, pal. Hey, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is on your end of the spectrum with regards to this internet thing. Welcome to enlightenedradio.org presenting the Turd Sandwich Cafe with a feature called Comedy and Sports Attack by Michael Cucarini. That would be me. I say hello to all the folks out there. Planes in the air, vehicles on the ground, boats in the water, wherever you may be. Hi. And we could not do this without the sharp programming skills and maintenance skills of one Mr. John Case, the original dusty-footed philosopher. We certainly appreciate it. And John has letting everyone know how he feels. Okay. All right. Yeah, as I was saying, some bad news on the football front locally. The Washington Commanders once again got their asses kicked, and they benched Sam Howell. Although after the game, when they lost, Ron Rivera did say Sam Howell was still the starting quarterback. The backup came in and probably played better, but he did play better. Yeah. So.
Well,
It happens sometimes. So
it's interesting that the starting quarterback starts on the bench.
Well, he didn't start on the bench. He started in the game, and they pulled him because he was doing such a shitty job. So Jacoby Brissett, who is a perennial backup professional football player who's been around a long time, has a lot of experience, actually drove the team down to score two touchdowns.
Right. So, had to do two drives, right? Or was that
the thing is they, by the time they got their shit together, it was too late again. They couldn't. And their defense is suspect and has been all year. Their defense is really shitty.
Oh.
But I do want to congratulate the Buffalo Bills because it was once quoted to me that nothing settles the wagons like the Buffalo They beat the snot out of the Dallas Cowboys. In fact, it was Dallas's worst loss this year. And they did it, whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, they basically jammed the football right down the Cowboys' throat. They just kept running the ball, and the Cowboys couldn't stop it. I think they had 297 yards rushing in one game.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That seems high.
That's a lot these days.
Even to me.
Because, you know, Josh Allen's a terrific quarterback, and he can throw the ball. He averages, 285 yards passing a game. I think he only had like 100 yards. But it didn't matter because they could run the football, and they just kept running it and running it and running it. And when the running backs and some of their wide receivers and slot backs weren't running it, Josh Allen was running it. So – it was an ass whipping of the highest order, 31-10. So, you know, I'm happy because a lot of angels got their wings because the Cowboys lost. So,
does that change the playoff
the situation
calendar roster?
Oddly enough, Dallas is already in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
They're 10-4. Now,
did they have their first team in yesterday, or did they get, when you say someone jammed it down their throat, are they?
Yes. Yeah. They're,
oh, okay.
They had one guy go out in the first quarter who was hurt, and they had another guy go out in the second quarter who was hurt. Hey, man, so does Buffalo. Buffalo's got some injuries too. So
how many injuries per game on average you think? Is it really different across the teams? Or
four. I'd say average is four per team.
Four per team per game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think – what I'm saying is that – I'm not saying they're always reported. I think that you have two that are pronounced that everybody can see, and I think hiding in the shadows is two more where guys don't want – for you to know that they're hurt because you'll cut them. They feel like they built up this momentum. They made the team, took the sacrifice in their own life. They made the team, and they'll do anything they can to stay on the team to get the paycheck.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know that I can blame them. Like, it sucks. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And some of these guys are just trying to hang in there until they get vested. Honestly. You know, some other, if you stay, I guess, a certain number of years, some other requirements and benefits will kick in if you retire after a certain age, like a lot of things. I'm not sure what's in the collective bargaining agreement for the Players Association. I haven't seen it.
Sure. Yeah. But
so yeah, I know there's a new one.
Well, there's always a
ratify.
Most pensions have a vesting provision of some kind.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So, there's that, and then, of course, the Capitals won. They beat the Hurricanes by one goal in a shootout. In other words, it was 1-1 at the end of the game. They went to overtime. Generally, I think the way they do it now is they have one overtime with 4-on-4, and if it stays tied, they have a shootout. And the shootout is just the goalie against 4 or 5 of your guys. And their goalie against 4 or 5 of our guys, all you just do one at a time. One guy has to go up and try to score it one at a time. But it's a shoot. That's why I call it a shootout. So they won, and that's good. They won 2-1, and they needed a win. They had lost 2 in a row.
Okay.
And the Wizards, ownership of the Wizards and the Capitals are Ted Leonsis is considering moving the team. Teens, plural, to Alexandria. That was announced, and you know, of course, what's his name? Glenn Pumpkin. Is it Youngkin or Pumpkin? Which Pumpkinhead?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, the governor of Virginia.
Oh, Youngkin. It's whatever his name is.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, him. Yeah. That asshole.
Right. Yeah,
he was at the press conference running his mouth about, you know, how this is going to benefit Virginia. And they blah, 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 blah. It's not a done deal.
Well, it might be.
The leases don't run out for Leonsis until 27. So let's keep in mind they're going to be here for a couple more years. So in that meantime, I'm sure Mayor Bowser is trying to figure out a way to entice them to stay. So,
yeah.
Because you don't want to take care. You don't want to wipe out all that business activity.
No, that's true. It's a big deal.
So there's a lot of offshoot businesses that run off of that. So,
well, we were.
I hope they stay. DC. I don't know. I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Well, they got a lot of problems in some parts of DC because you have a very it's an expensive place, and you got a lot of people
that
don't have a lot of money. Okay, so I mean, you have a bunch that do have a lot of money, and a whole bunch of people in town on expense accounts that are, you know.
Oh, I drove by DC one time, and my account went down. Where's my money? Shit.
Yeah, the stadiums are, you know, provide a lot of, quite a bit of business. That's true. For a lot, probably.
Mm, yeah. Quite a bit. I don't know that it's enough.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, one economist like you and I have talked about this. One economist said it really is not a win-win either way. It's great for morale and good times and substitution stuff, like you could have, like the Nats use Nats Park as like a park for people to perform. You know, they've had rock singers and country music bands and stuff there. And
we saw the Eagles.
You know, they've done very well.
And
at
Bruce
Nats
Springsteen.
Park,
yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So you know, it's
I want to Pearl Jam's going on tour, man.
God, Eddie Vedder is still kicking it, huh?
Yeah, baby. Oh,
right.
What? Eddie, what did you say?
I thought he did one of the best Dylan covers of Masters of War. You know, really. It's chilling
Eddie's
the way he does it. Yeah.
Eddie's got a particular sound that is just, I really think, is phenomenal. I really think. And look, man, they're a band that's been together for well over 20 years, and they're not youngsters anymore.
No, they're not.
You know, they're not that grunge band that everybody.
It's got to be way more than 20.
Oh, yeah, I think it's more closer to 30 probably at this point.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, and Eddie is Eddie, man. He's you know, he's something. He is really something.
What was the guy that used to do Angel's Gonna Wear My Red Shoes? He was married to a jazz singer that I like too. I can't remember, but everything's.
Dude, Eddie is?
No, the guy that did Angel's Gonna Wear My Red. Let me see here. Drawing a blank for no reason whatsoever.
We're on a particular subject that John likes to get right. All the other stuff we talk about, sports and stuff, I never get it right. I'm always full of shit. John's actually checking his facts. I don't.
Let's see. Angel gonna wear.
Man, I'm tired this morning, dude. Red Jesus. Shoes. I can see voice.
Okay. Elvis Costello. There you go.
Ah!
So okay. I think that Elvis Costello was predated Eddie Vedder by about 10 years. So that would make Eddie Vedder in the late 80s, mid to late 80s starting. So that's a long time. We're closing in on 40 years, not 30. Okay.
Well, Eddie is from Chicago originally.
So I'm just thinking about the time intervals. But
did you know that?
No, I didn't know he's
a huge Cubs fan. He was going nuts when the Cubs won the World Series for the first time. He went crazy. It was awesome.
And his wife, Diana Krall, is the jazz singer. Yeah.
Right. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think she did SNL.
She probably did. She's classy. She's really good.
Well, I think probably a lot more for a front man, for a supposed grunge rock band. He's a lot smarter than people think.
I've heard that. I've heard that he
very smart man.
Does a lot of projects and stuff, and
a lot of his foundation work is very progressive. He's a progressive.
So is Eddie Vedder.
No, that's what I'm saying. Eddie Vedder is the progressive.
We only time we actually heard him was when he showed up at the. It was at the when Bush was running against Kerry. Okay. And they had a big festival in D.C. where Springsteen and Eddie Vedder and a whole bunch of people showed up to have a concert. Rock the Boat, I think it was called. They had a tour.
Yeah.
And Eddie was on it. And
Melissa Etheridge was there.
Yes. Right. It was that tour. Yeah. You know, so.
Not all of them, because obviously they passed away.
Well,
but
not all of them showed up. Yeah.
The remaining members of Fleetwood Mac were there, too.
I didn't see them that.
That was the big surprise at the end.
Okay. All right. All right.
So that was pretty cool.
But you mean Stevie Nicks?
Right. Well, prior to what's the other young lady in the band? She was great. Christine McVie. This was before she passed.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's cool. They're great.
It was cool to see them all, you know. And Mick is, I think Mick lives in Hawaii now.
Fleetwood.
Yeah, I think he lives in Hawaii.
He was the drummer he played all kinds of instruments, actually.
The most amazing thing I've ever seen is him play the drums with no drumsticks in his fingers.
Yeah, right.
He played the drums like this, like with his fingers, and I'm like, Jesus, man, he is going to break those fingers. Man.
Well, then, you know, it's a.
It's a very cool concert, though. I highly recommend it.
It's a performance art.
Oh, my God. Lindsey Buckingham was incredible on the guitar, man. He was amazing.
Yeah, he's very
I was not prepared for them to rock the way they did. They really blew me away.
But, Fleetwood's a great band. A lot of great bands.
Yeah, and then, we don't have much to look forward to, except probably a fun young baseball team coming up in March. I think we're going to be able to see a fun baseball team. Congratulations to the UVA to the Cavaliers, because they are now ranked in the top 25 in basketball.
That's good.
Not that they're not used to that, but this team wasn't supposed to be ranked this year, and they're playing above themselves, which is great.
All right.
Helps if you have a really good coach too, so that helps.
UVA, huh? Wow.
Yep.
That's basketball a year and a half at UVA.
You know, I mean, shit, they're not too far removed from winning the national championship too. I mean, this coach won the national championship. This was like four or five years ago.
You know, I was there when it was an all men's university.
I know. Don't say anything disparaging about UVA, or I'll get my ass kicked by my wife. So just
the fraternities ruled the campus, sort of. You know, housing.
Yeah, that's what I was told. No, those are things I knew a long time ago.
they fell into some. They started to. The sign of their decline, you know, was when they crucified a pledge member in the middle of the intramural.
That's
bowl.
Always nice. Yeah. Well, you know, if people aren't going to comply, you can just crucify.
It wasn't funny at the time.
Hey, I'm delayed, died. Man. My voice is delayed.
You're getting in it.
No, now it's better now. Just for a second there, it went off kilter, kind of.
Well, the internet is a fragile thing, it turns out.
It turns out it is. It's a fragile
beast. It's got
beast.
Little vessels and veins. And,
yes.
You know,
if we get in the wrong part of it, it could just break apart and kill us all.
There's a thing called internet cholesterol, which can clog them up, you know. So.
That is so bullshit. There's no internet cholesterol. Settle down.
And there might be some internet cancers that you don't want to catch.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I'm not going long today, John. I'm going to go as far as I can because
okay.
I'm a mess. I'm so tired. I'm just a mess.
And, well, listen,
I will ask during the holidays, let's try to get along. People, just the people out there, let's try to get along a little bit. I know.
Is it possible we can have a ceasefire for Christmas?
I don't know how many nerves are in the human body, but there is one person in this country that has the ability to get on every single fucking nerve I have.
And that would be our former president, quoting. I'm hoping that we can have a ceasefire for right for the moment, at least, when Jesus was born, allegedly.
Okay. I just can't.
I just picture, you know, Christmas morning and some baby getting their head shot off.
Oh, God, please, John.
You know, I don't know what to think about that.
I'm not going to envision that. Going to get that out of my head. You mention it, went into my head and straight out of my head.
I apologize. It's like I told you, there are internet cancers, and I probably just spread one.
I am incredibly sore and incredibly tired.
Okay, so now would not be the day to go out and start, you know, re-graveling your driveway or.
No. I'll just use all the booster.
Planting all a whole bunch of trees.
Oh, you just use all the dog turds and everything in the neighborhood and just kind of.
Oh,
that's a great driveway. It smells bad, though.
Yeah. So you can spread chicken shit all over.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what. I do know this. We're going to attempt to go to Culpeper on Christmas Eve on Sunday. This coming up Sunday. So. Going into the new year next week, are we having a show?
Well, I'm probably available to. I'm not going anywhere. Okay, so.
Well, we'll be home. She's got to stay over at France to take care of the dog.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's rethink. I'm not sure about next Monday. See, what is next Monday? The 24th, or what is that?
No, it's is it?
Or is that
I
Christmas?
Think so. Hold on, let me check. Okay, it is.
Oh, next Monday is Christmas, yes. So we probably
let's Christmas. Not, so no, we can't have it.
Let's skip that. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So, and the following is the first. I don't mind doing it the first. That's good.
Sure. Sure. Okay. Well, we can do it on the first. Sure. Right. Because I'm not all into that. It's party.
Christmas Eve. I have to stay up all night. I mean, the big thing was
sitting in my mom's house.
Imagine
my
you
house.
Went to sleep, and of course, in somewhere between 9 o'clock and midnight, an asteroid hit us, and there was no New Year's.
Well, on that happy note, gosh. Oh, wow, an extinction-level event John has for us today.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that fantastic, kids? Don't you love hearing about the end of the world?
Right. You better pay attention to what your mommy tells you.
Jesus.
You can end up
Jerry Caldwell all of a sudden?
On a little crisp of a planet, you know, rotating around an asteroid. Yeah, so.
If you do not beg for forgiveness from the Lord.
Nah, you'll be... He'll come and get you if he wants you.
Oh, okay. Shut up before I drop a house on you.
Did everyone think about
that? Here's a phrase that Ben's got to get. You're like these guys that are younger than us, guys and gals that are younger than us now. One of the famous phrases now is, hey, I paused my game for this.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, they got posted, the Minecraft.
Ben posted
and all
a
that
beautiful
stuff.
Tribute yesterday to our cat Wallace. Really beautiful.
Check
out
Ben. I'm so sorry about Wallace, dude. I really am.
Well, he did a great job, you know. So
I tell you, that cat was a sweet cat, man. That cat liked me.
It never misbehaved.
No, just a really easygoing
dude. It was not
allowed
to make loud noises.
No, not at all.
While it was healthy, it used to, you know, run a perimeter around our yard against, you know, invading cats primarily. And occasionally he was observed to leap nearly 8 feet in the air and with his paw snag a chickadee.
Fly wow. Away. Jesus, 8 feet. That's getting some air, dude. That's...
That was in his health. In his,
well, I John, I'm going to, my,
all right,
my
buddy.
Voice is starting to go, man. It's starting
all right,
to go. And why don't you get ready. Sorry, folks. I thank you for tuning in. This is going to be the short version today. John,
right,
take
man.
Over and probably play some music.
All right, man. Take care of each other.
Thank
it's
you,
late,
John.
But everything comes next.